setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you are created to do or were created to do in your work, through your work, where you want to, where you can do that work, and then how you get there. How do you make the dream job a reality? That's what we're looking at. Had to take an early swig of the water, Joe. The allergies are flying around here in Middle Tennessee. We're so excited that you have joined us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Come up later in the program. We've got some Momentum Monday stories. This is where we've asked you, the listener, to send us in just some updates, things that you are making progress on. We want people to hear more than just the dream screams when somebody stepped into the dream job. We want you to hear those moments of success where I just started something or I just signed up to learn something. Ask at kencoleman.com is the email address. Ask at kencoleman.com. All right, let's get to the phones. We'll go to Atlanta, Georgia. John starts us off. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Well, I recently quit my job the end of August, and I've just been taking some time just to try to figure out what I want to do, and nothing is coming to mind. Nothing is sparking interest.
Interesting. You've ever had any interest at all? Have you ever had any interest in anything, even when you were maybe middle school or younger or high school or college age?
Yeah, I've always liked and enjoyed music. I mean, I've never thought of, like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, or something like that. You know, I've never really had that moment, I guess.
No, that's not true. You just said you've thought of music. I mean, for somebody who calls in and says, Ken, I have no idea what I want to do, I have a hard time believing it. Not because I don't think that you're being honest, but I don't feel like I'm getting the whole story because I don't know if you know even how to talk about it. So when I take you way back, I mean, besides, when you think about music, what would be something that if I gave it to you today, you knew you couldn't fail in the music space, mm-hmm. What would you do? You couldn't fail.
I'd definitely be a musician.
What would you do?
I'm gifted with guitar. I can play guitar.
Okay.
And I've tried that route before. I was, you know, in the failing band years ago and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I kind of just shoved it aside because it didn't work out.
Okay.
We got really close and then... Yeah. Life happened. So,
how close did you get? What does that mean?
We were scouted by a guy, a representative from Fearless Records, mm-hmm. and he had given us his cars and whatnot, and he told us to play in Atlanta, and the very same day he told us to play there, the rhythm guitarist decided he was going to go in the Air Force and not tell anybody.
Right.
So it all went to poop.
So you're a very good guitarist. You're not just okay. You're really good. You were this close to getting signed with a band, being a part of a band.
I like to think so, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Are you married?
Nope.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I want you to be real for a second. I want you to be real, and I don't want you to be the guy who's been damaged and hurt, because that was not just a chance that went away. That there was some hurt involved with that. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm asking you, all things being equal, if I brought you up to Nashville and I put you in a studio, I got a bunch of friends that are producers, big time producers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I put you in front of them and you played a session, what would they tell me about you as a guitarist? Be honest.
Probably he's got some work to do. I'm rusty. I actually stopped playing for three years and I just recently picked it up.
What about 3 years ago? Which at the height, what would they said about you?
I knew my way around music pretty well.
Yeah, you're a good guitarist, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. If I gave you a gig right now with a band and you know you were touring and this is, you know, when the COVID restrictions eventually melt off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would do? Is that what you would take tomorrow?
Yes.
Describe it. Say it.
Ever since I was a kid, I'd listen to Metallica, and I've always wanted to tour and play the big stadiums in front of people. And, you know, even if I'm just the background musician, that's fine.
Right. Okay. So is it possible that there are more ways to live that dream in your work than just touring with a band? Is it possible that there are other professional guitar positions where you could do quite well playing in studios, whether that be Atlanta or Nashville or wherever? Is that possible?
I would assume so. Yeah, I just don't know how to get there.
Well, sure you do. You know how to get there. It's the proximity principle. It's what I teach. It's you got to start hanging around bands again. Right? You got to start playing with some bands. And maybe this time it's not all our eggs in one basket trying to make it with a band, but maybe it's you getting out and playing again and starting meeting key producers. And you go, hey, if you ever need a session guitarist, I'm your guy. Because the fact of the matter is you can play well even in a session, because you, if you know the music, you can play it and you can rock it out. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right then. So it's time for you to get back up on the horse. Just because what happened to you sucked, because it did, and it's not fun, and it hurt. But the fact of the matter is, you've always wanted to be in music. Am I right?
Yes. Yep.
And is it also possible that eventually you can get yourself back in by maybe you're playing some local gigs, maybe you got a good warehouse job that gives you lots of freedom, right? And it's nothing more than a day job. But there is a way for you to start working with, you know, labels, or maybe you start working with, you know, managers down in that area, in the Atlanta area, that are managing bands. You just get around it however you can, because right now you're single and you're still young. Isn't that true?
Yes. Yep.
You know, look, John, I think if you call me 2 years from now and you give it everything you got and you work the proximity principle and you call me and go, Ken, it's no longer music, I want to do something else, great. But I don't think that's the case. And I think you're still young enough, you're single, you don't have anybody else relying on your income. I think if you don't try this now, you're going to be an old man who's full of regret. That's what I think.
Right, right.
And I also think that that's consistent with what I teach on this show. So I can't tell you anything else today other than, you know that you have always loved playing guitar. You have always loved music. You were this close, I mean this close, to getting signed with a band. And had that happened, you wouldn't be on the phone with me right now. And the reason that you called me today is because you quit your job and you've been sitting around trying to figure out what to do with your life and you can't figure it out. And the reason you can't figure it out is because you know you're supposed to be in music and you know you're supposed to give it another shot, but you're scared. You wonder if you're too old, and all that junk in your head is clouding you from realizing that you're supposed to give it one more shot. Am I right or am I wrong?
I would say you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. You know I'm right. So no more excuses.
I wish I could think like that. Like, it comes so easy for you.
Well, it comes so easy for me because I'm talking to you. You're inside your own head. I get to be objective. And I'm trying to stay in your head right now and fire your butt up, John, because here's the deal. When you hang up this phone later today, the fear is going to come back in. The doubt's going to come back in. The insecurity is going to come back in. And they're going to go, psst, John, it's too late. You can't do it. And I'm telling you, John, you're supposed to give it one more shot. Give it everything you got. Go, John, go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Are you sick and tired of waking up on Monday morning and just thinking about the day and the week ahead and dreading going into work? You got to be around idiotic people who have no idea how to handle themselves. Or you got to go and report to a leader who couldn't lead somebody out of a wet paper sack. then you're in the right place, because the Ken Coleman Show is completely focused and dedicated on you getting clear, understanding who you are and what you were created to do in your work. There really are two dimensions of who we are. One is the relational dimension, our relationships, family, friends, spouse, you name it. And then there's the work side of who we are, because we all long to make a difference in this world for other people, not for the people that we just love and live with, but we all long to make a difference in the lives of others. And so we look at that contribution, that work contribution, and we come to the conclusion here on this show that you were created to work. I'm not preaching being a workaholic. I'm talking about this idea that we were created to contribute, and we can do that through our relationships and through our work. And we focus on the work aspect of this journey in life. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're talking purpose, not politics. Let's go. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jupiter, Florida, where Seth is on the line. That's right, Seth. Okay, great. Seth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
I believe in the proximity principle, and I want to apply for municipal and state jobs in a different state. And my question is, how do I build a network in another state?
How do you connect in another state? Is that the question?
Yeah, and how do I go about building a network in a different state?
All right, great. Yeah. What can you tell me about the job itself, the industry? Give me the industry and the job.
Of course. So, well, I guess it's a municipal job. So it is an accounting for a city of Hartford in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I have an MBA. I have 8 years of experience.
Hold on a second. Is your experience in municipalities?
It is not, no.
Where is your accounting experience?
I would say in hospitality as well as construction.
Okay. Well, the good news about that is, you know, having been an accountant in the private sector certainly makes you valuable in the government sector. You know what I mean? I mean, the government accounting is a joke compared to private sector accounting. So are you sure you really want to go into local government accounting?
Compared to the salaries, so the salaries are a bit higher. And I'm moving because my fiance lives up there.
Okay.
So it's just something to have like a more secure, more stable salary.
Okay, great. Now, the fiance is where we start. She's from Hartford, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long has she lived in Hartford?
About 8 years now.
8 years. And does her family live there, or is it just her?
No, her family lives there, too.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's have some fun here. I just want you to just ballpark this. Don't go deep accounting mind on me, okay? Just have fun with this. How many people would you guess that wife-to-be, your fiance, and her family know in Hartford, Connecticut? How many people?
I would say about 100.
Ballpark, all of them together or 100 each?
I would say about all of them together.
Okay. All right. I think that number's low, but let's just play off that number.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So let's say they collectively know 100 people in Hartford, Connecticut. How many people do you think those 100 people know in Hartford, Connecticut? Each of the 100 people, how many do you think they know?
I would say a couple hundred each as well.
All right. You're the accountant. You're the accountant. Add that up real quick. How many people do you have access to based on what we just walked through?
Honestly, thousands of people.
Thousands of people in Hartford, Connecticut. That's your network. So when your question is, Ken, how do I network in Hartford, Connecticut? Well, what you do is you go to those people that 100, we start with 100, and you go, look, I need my wife-to-be and her parents to tell the 100 people they know, hey, Seth is looking to move up here. He's going to marry our daughter. We love Seth. He's a sharp young man. Seth needs a job because we don't want our daughter and Seth to move into our basement. Seth is a very talented accountant with a very nice, extensive resume in accounting. He wants to work for the city of Hartford. This is the job. How many of you know somebody that work in the Hartford city or county government? That's how we start. So they got to put the word out. And you got to get up there on several weekends or take some time off. And you go have as many lunches as possible. Now, I'll just be honest with you. We live in Tennessee. We're not scared of Rona. I don't know what Connecticut's like, but everybody's got a different vibe on this. I'm not judging anybody. So if you are scared to death and you want to lock yourself down, fine. I'm not. I'm doing life, baby. Full speed ahead. But you got to adapt to the rules of Connecticut. My guess is it's pretty locked down. That is going to be problematic. But guess what?
Gotcha.
All those connections are still there. Phone calls, Zoom calls. Put on a hazmat suit and go meet them on a park bench. You know, whatever makes you feel comfortable. All right? But that's how you do it. And, I mean, it's all in. Aggressive. Did you ever play the match game when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the match game. This is not complicated. I'm not trying to oversimplify this, but I'm also trying to take out of the fear and the tension of how do I do this? I don't live in Hartford. Well, you've got a home base. Somebody in that 100 initial people knows somebody who works in city government. Do you understand what I'm saying? They just do. They know somebody who knows somebody. Well, so what you do is you're working that relationship connection to get your resume in their hands and hope that they'll walk in on the validity of the other relationship and hand your resume in. Do you understand?
Definitely, yeah.
And then I want you doing everything you can to have meetings with those connections to try to get yourself in City Hall. All right?
Of course.
Now, does that seem difficult?
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Pretty straightforward.
It's very straightforward. However, I want to acknowledge that it is a little intimidating. It's not. It's hard for us to put ourselves out there, but that's how we get the gig, folks. That's how we get it. We got to put ourselves out there. And then let me just say this. And I'm going to go on a little mini rant because I know how difficult it is for us humans to put ourselves out there. I'm an extreme extrovert, so it's pretty easy for me. But I hate networking events. Now, this is pre-COVID, so don't send me any hate mail. You people that are scared half to death. Pre-COVID, we would have these networking events, right? We've all been to them. It's just, they feel gross, right? It's like speed dating on steroids. We all walk in and there's shrimp and meatballs and bad drinks. And we all walk in and we got the name tag and they slap the sticker on us. And we're all there to network. Well, the problem with a networking event is that everybody's there for themselves. So I'll never forget when I first went to a networking event to try to get myself in the media, television, radio. So I go to one of those networking events. I'll never forget it. I walk in, guy comes up to me, and he's all over me. Hey, looks at my name tag. Ken, how are you, man? I go, oh, I'm great, man. How are you? Guy's all over me. Oh, so glad you're here, man. Tell me about yourself. And for a 2-second period, I think this guy is really interested in me. I'm starting to feel pretty good. I stand up a little taller, and I start telling him a little bit of my story and why I'm there. Well, within 10 seconds, this dude, who is basically a vampire looking for his own connection to suck the blood out of anybody that could do something for him, and the rest of us is a waste of time. He had determined in 10 seconds that he and I were basically not able to help each other out. He didn't care about me. He started looking over my right shoulder. He started looking over my left shoulder, and all of a sudden, I went from feeling really, really awesome to feeling completely worthless. We've all been there. Stop networking and start connecting. Networking is, it's cheap, it's selfish, it's not valuable. You can go to those events, but you better look for the one-to-one connections, real conversations. Stop going to the big, giant networking things and online. Start making one-to-one connections. That's where things develop. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk to people every day that are considering a career change. But before you or they can make a career move, you've got to make sure your finances are in order. That's where Ramsey Plus can help. Ramsey Plus is our all-access membership that gives you our best money resources. Learn with the 9 lessons of Financial Peace University. Budget with the premium features of Every Dollar. And track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Start your free Ramsey Plus trial today by texting TRIAL to 33789. That's TRIAL to 33789. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about what you were created to do in your work, and we teach you how to figure out what that is, how to get ready for it, how to get there, and how to do it well. Yes, we're talking about purpose in your work. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Folks, I'm telling you something. I've never been more excited about what we're doing. I mean, we're just seeing more and more emails, more and more social media posts. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired of going to work. They know there's more. They actually feel like more than ever. I think if anything, Joe, this pandemic has really given people perspective that they didn't have before. You know, it's kind of like it hit a giant pause button for some. It kicked some people out of a nest that they really weren't even happy about being in the nest. But it was like, oh, I didn't like this place, but I needed the paycheck. Now I don't have the paycheck, and I realize that, yeah, it's been really hard, but I didn't die. Now I'd like to get in a nest that I really would love to be in. You know what I'm saying? We're seeing a lot of this. And so I don't know what your situation is, but I can tell you this. It don't matter whether you call yourself a lib, a conservative, a Dem, a Republican. It don't matter where you go to church or if you never go to church. I can tell you one thing we all have in common. And that is that we long to make a difference in this world. Think about that. I mean, I won't fight with you for 2 seconds about who you want to win this presidency. I won't fight with you about what your philosophy is, whether political or spiritual. I just won't. Because it actually doesn't matter. What matters is that you figure out what you were created to do and that you become the best version of it, because that's what this life is about. Your why. And so, come on, we got a big tent here. Woo, we're having fun talking about stuff that really matters. By the way, I didn't plan to say this, Joe, but I'm feeling so good today. I'm feeling really fired up. We're 8 days away from this election, and everybody's got their panties in a wad. I mean everybody. All right? They just do. Except for me. You know why?
What's your secret?
I learned a long time ago that whoever sits in the White House has no impact on the future of my life. This is what I learned. I learned this.
Oh, but what about this issue?
No. No. It doesn't matter. The actions that I take, the thoughts that I think, the decisions that I make, nobody in Washington, D.C. has ever told me what I had to do. And by the way, when they start, well, then that'll be a different show, and we'll talk about that one day. But I'm just telling you, I'm not worried about what those clowns are doing up there in D.C., because that's what it's become, a clown show. And then you got the media spinning up all kinds of fear, all kinds of nastiness, because they need you to pay attention to their show, or they can't sell ads. Well, let me tell you what we're doing that's working on the Ken Coleman Show. We're talking about what you were created to do and how you get there and creating results that make your heart swell at the end of the day. So when you lay your head down, you go, today was a good day because I did what I was created to do. I made a positive difference in the lives of people, and that matters. And if we would just turn off all that garbage and stop worrying about Washington, D.C., and start focusing on what's going on right here inside of our chest, where our heart is beating and where it longs to be, well, this world's going to be a lot better place. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Coming up next segment, I got some great little Momentum Monday burst for you, the people that are doing great stuff. So that's coming up. But first, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Renee is on the line. Renee, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Please don't call me Mr. I'll start to feel very old and insecure.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that. Okay, I am a regional airlines flight attendant.
Okay.
And I'm topped out on the pay scale. Uh-huh. It's a union job. Contract. There's no more raises, not even cost of living or inflation.
Yep.
However, I absolutely love my job. And my question is it okay to have a job that does not give me raises?
Oh, that's a really good way of asking that question. I would say fundamentally and philosophically, yes. But I need to explain it. So Chris Hogan, my colleague here at Ramsey Solutions, came out with a book last year called Everyday Millionaire. And they did a study of 10,000 net worth millionaires, people that did not inherit their money. And
I just bought that book.
You just bought the book. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Take a guess, if you don't know, what the third largest group of net worth millionaires is in the United States. What profession is the third largest group of net worth millionaires? And here's the clue. They don't make a bunch of money. And if they do get raises, it's not that much. And it's fairly incremental. What is the group? Any guess?
Teachers.
Teachers. So here's the deal. Do teachers get raises? Yes. But it's not a normal, to my knowledge, it's not like a private sector thing where maybe it's an annual bump. And even at the raise, it's not a whole lot of money. The median, I looked it up, the median salary for a teacher in the United States right now is just a hair below $60,000. So it's $59,000 and some change. And so in your situation, you love your work because it's a union and you've kind of topped out. There is no room for a raise. So do I believe that someone can love their work and be deeply fulfilled without a raise every year? Yes, I absolutely believe that. However, okay. I'm not a guy that preaches that and says that, you know, you shouldn't try for a raise or you shouldn't advance. What I would tell you is that in this COVID time and in this union situation that you're in, that lid has been put on you artificially by COVID. And then the union deal is the union deal. And I love people that are union members. I'm not a fan of unions, but that's not what we're going to get into today. But I think eventually you want to look to when the airlines get back to some type of normal operations, at least where people start flying again at a greater rate. I'd love to see you step out of that regional situation and move up. Is that doable for you? Is that something you want to do?
No, I really don't, because if I worked for a mainline, I would have to start over on the schedules. I would be on reserve forever. I've been here 20 years. I kind of just
good for you.
Like,
you know what,
company.
Renee, good. You know what? You just answered my only question about this. I think this is great. You know who you are. You know what you love to do. You're probably living on less than you make anyway, or at least you want to. That's why you bought Chris's book. I think you stay right there, and you don't think about, it's not about pay. For you, it's about purpose. Okay. It's what it should be for all of us. Right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, you're awesome. Listen, folks, I've said this before. I'll say it again. When you are in your sweet spot, using what you do best to do work you love to produce a result that matters, that's the intersection of talent, passion, mission. When you are in your sweet spot, you will make enough money. Now, let me explain what that is. I'm very wary of motivational speakers and slimy preachers who always preach this making more money and more money and more money. I hate that. And you're never going to hear that on the Ken Coleman Show. And if you start to hear it, you call me out on it. And it won't be long before Dave Ramsey dispatches somebody to me and punches me in the throat anyway. Okay? Because we're not about that crap. Because that's garbage. That is all about money and materialism. I'm not about that. What I'm saying is when you are doing what you love to do, like these teachers or like pastors or like anybody, like this amazing lady, Renee. See, Renee knows what she loves to do. She loves serving people. She just happens to serve people on a regional airline and get some honey roasted peanuts and seltzer water or whatever it is they want. She loves it. And that's a great thing. She makes the journey better. It matters what she does, and it matters to her. So she's in her sweet spot. So here's the deal. She has enough money because as long as she's happy going into work and she loves it, she loves herself. She loves the results. She feels significance. Folks, significance is what we're chasing here. Success and satisfaction come along with it like it's a train. Chase significance and you'll always have enough money. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we discuss you and your contribution through your work to this world. We're talking about purpose, living and working on purpose. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Corona, California, where Precious joins us. Precious, you're on... Whoops, sorry, long line. There we go. Precious, you're on the... Let's see, did I get that, Joe? Do we got her? Precious, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. There you go. Sorry, Precious, I hit the wrong button.
It's okay.
We got you now. How can I help?
Right now, I'm in a career that I'm not too passionate about, and I want to do something else, but I'm just worried about money and time right now. I don't feel like I have either one of those.
Okay. And what field are you in now?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, you are a teacher. Do you have any idea what you would like to try? Something you're at least interested in?
There's a couple of things, but one of the things, the ones that I'm like, I really feel like I really can't be able to do is like be a digital artist.
You said you don't think you can be a digital artist?
Yeah.
Why?
One, it's just one, money and time. Like, I'm really looking at it right now. I feel like practically I need to like stay in teaching because I have debt and everything.
Got it. Bills. Okay, but let me ask you this. Is it possible for you to stay in teaching? Maybe even stay longer than you want to. I think that's probably presumed. But stay in teaching and work your way through a plan to get qualified, which is, okay, I need to take this much. I need to take this many courses. I need to take this certification. I need to do this. And it's going to take time because I'm already in debt. So I got to get out of debt first, get my emergency fund set up, and then I can begin to cash flow my way through it. So instead of it being 18 months, maybe it's going to take me 3.5-4 years or whatever. I'm making that up. But isn't that possible that you can get there? It just takes a little bit longer because you need to cash flow your way through it?
It is, but...
But what?
I've been like struggling in the field and...
You're struggling as a teacher?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you struggling?
I don't know. Just in the past year, like whenever I do the role, it's become really, really stressful. And
is it the in classroom? Are you elementary? Describe the scene for me.
Oh, secondary. Secondary, like middle school, high school, English.
Is it the kids? Is it the behavior stuff? Or is it paperwork and all kinds of other pressures outside of the classroom?
It's actually everything. It is the paperwork. It's managing, planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's very overwhelming. I didn't really understand what I was getting into.
Yeah, I hear this all the time. I hear this all the time from teachers, Precious. So I'm sorry. How much do you make as a teacher?
It depends on the job and where,
ballpark. I mean, this isn't a contract deal, is it? Are you in a contract or you've been at one place more than a year or two?
No. Usually teacher, like if you do full time, it is a contract deal.
Are you full time or part time?
Currently right now, I'm not. I'm not even like working. I'm a substitute.
I'm sorry. What?
Right now I'm a substitute teacher, but I'm not working right now. I'm currently not working.
Were you ever a full-time teacher?
Yes.
Okay, what did you make as a teacher?
It ranged from like 2,000 to 3,000 a month, or 4,000 a month.
All right, so here's the deal. I got great news then. I think the idea of you going back into teaching, you're just terrified of it. So who says you have to do it? I don't. Go get a day job. Doesn't have to be teaching. Doesn't have to be something you have a degree in. I think you can make $2,000 to $3,000 a month in a lot of places in California. So who cares? Or if you have to have two part-time jobs, Precious, that equal a full-time job, but you're not stressed out like you were when you were teaching. And the whole purpose is maniacal focus to pay off your debt, to get financially stable, to then be able to pay for the training you need as a digital artist. So you can get there. I think it's just forget teaching. Let's just go get a day job or two part-time jobs at equal one and bring in enough money to get yourself out of this hole. That's the play. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just don't know if I can do anything else.
Sure you can. Sure you can. If you are qualified to be a teacher, you're qualified to do a lot of things. You could be an administrative assistant. You could work in a some type of support role. You could go to a hospital and work in healthcare support where you're supporting doctors and nurses. You don't have to have a medical degree for that. Those jobs are booming right now in healthcare. So, Precious, get your head up. Start looking for things that you know you have the talent to do. If you've been a teacher, you can do a lot of things in the marketplace. Go do that and start moving towards the goal. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Almost gave the wrong number. That happens from time to time. You know, you just kind of get in the zone. Hosted Dave Ramsey's show last week, and I started ripping into that one. 888-825-5225. How about that? See, it's just in there. It's just in the head. And then I got to come over and host my show. 844-747-2577. The Ken Coleman Show is a part of Ramsey Solutions. My studio is about, what do you say, Joe? About 15 feet out this door right into Dave's.
That's about it.
Yeah, and he's getting warmed up. Just saw him on the commercial break. So he's getting ready to roll. Joe, you know what? It's one of my favorite things to do. Let's do it. Little Momentum Monday. All right, so this is what we love to do here. We love to just share these little updates that you, the people, have sent in via email, ask@kencoleman.com, or on social media. And if you want to follow me on social media, you've got to be playing with us over on Instagram. We're having a blast over there, @KenColeman on Instagram. Give me a follow. Okay, so here we go. This is great. Greg writes in. In October of 2018, I got clear on what I wanted to do, and I enrolled in an 8-month intensive user experience design bootcamp. About halfway into the bootcamp, I heard about your book, said I got to get it. So I read it. After finishing bootcamp in July of 2019, stay with this, folks. This is great. I made a list of people that you mentioned in the book. I write about 5 archetypes of people in the book, The Proximity Principle. So what he does is he goes through and he makes a list of all the people that he knows that kind of fit into that archetype role. All right. So then he reaches out to them. He schedules, listen to this, 30 sit-downs with other people who were actually UX designers. Now, that's what the Proximity Principle teaches. In fact, the Proximity Principle says, in order to do what you want to do, UX design, you got to be around people that are doing it, UX designers, and then get in places where UX designers are working. Okay, so he sets up 30 conversations. 6 months go by, and he only had 5 interviews. I was feeling discouraged. Yeah, no kidding. But listen, right there in his dark days of discouragement, it's been 6 months since he had the 30 sit-downs to use the Proximity Principle. He feels like it didn't work at all. He's really, really discouraged. And he gets a text from a friend he used to work with who said he just got promoted to a design team lead and had 2 spots open. After nearly 2 years, he gets the job in July of 2020, gets the dream job. He finds out after taking the job, listen to this, that his friend reached out to him on that text because of another mutual acquaintance told the friend about Greg. And would you believe that the mutual acquaintance was one of the 30 UX designers that Greg met with? The Proximity Principle works, folks. Mark writes in, hey, Ken, I'm starting classes to become a licensed real estate agent with a dream of owning my own brokerage. The biggest challenge has been fear. My family members have pushed safety and having a steady job or working for someone else, but I know I'm supposed to be a world-changing entrepreneur, and it's time to let my heart sing. Ha ha, I love it. And then Stacy writes in on Instagram, Ken, I want you to know I was at a job where there was a significant difference in values with the company culture and their business model. I put in my notice recently that I would be moving on. Thank you for giving me the courage to walk away. Linda writes in on Instagram. I decided to do something after realizing that I wanted a different career. And then I realized that a door had been open for 4 years and I was just afraid to notice it and walk through it. So I just took a test to get my producer's license. And today I received, or I took that, and then she says today, so this is in the future, she received her first check. She's off and running as a employee with one of our SmartVestor pros at Ramsey Solutions. So again, just quick little stories that we're getting via ask@kencoleman.com, which is the email address, and our social media accounts at Ken Coleman on Instagram, a great place to connect. For all of the connections, kencoleman.com is the website. All right, back to the phones we go, 844-747-2577. Blake is on the line in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Blake, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ken.
You bet, Blake. What's going on?
I graduated from high school probably back in June. I got hired over at the Ford dealership, and I've been working there maybe 2 months as like a loop tech. And I'm thinking about going to UTI to be a diesel mechanic. Should I just stay where I'm at and proceeding through that, or going to college in the spring?
Well, I'm a little confused. You got to help me out with a few details because it sounds to me like you definitely want to go to school to become the diesel mechanic. Is that the best option for you?
Well, where I'm at, it's like there's all these diesel vehicles around. So, and like there's huge money around it. So that's what I'm looking at.
No, then, I'm sorry. I meant is going to, what was the school you mentioned?
UTI.
UTI. Is that a traditional 4-year school? Is that a 2-year program? What is that?
So, well, I heard it's just like a 6-month thing. You go in, you go do all like your, like the shop stuff, do all your degrees and all that. And just this diesel stuff, you don't have any basic classes. So it's
great.
Like a 6-month.
Can you work while you're in that 6-month school?
Yeah, they said they would help me find a job and everything while I go to school.
Dude, I would do that. That's what you want to do. You can always come back and work at the car dealership, but it sounds to me like this is what you want to do. You've always wanted to kind of fix things. You've always been a little bit of a gearhead, a fixer with your hands.
Yeah, that's where I've always been around my dad, so it'd probably be the best option then.
Well, but if that's what you love, brother, then yeah, I think that's a good decision. So yeah, why did you ask me? Why would you stay at the Ford dealership and not pursue that?
Well, I talked to my boss over there about them. He says, like, go to the shops around here and ask them if the UTI degree does mean anything to them. So I wanted to get a second opinion on before I did anything further.
Okay, and what did your leader at the Ford dealership say?
So I talked to him about this, and he says, I would go to the dealerships around here for, like, Kenworth and all that, the diesel mechanic shop, and see if they... what they think of a UTI degree is to them.
He's right.
And go from there is what my boss...
He's right. Did you do that?
I have not done that yet.
You need to do that because I don't know anything about diesel engines. I don't know anything about any engine. In fact, all I know how to do is put gas in a car, and I do know how to check oil. Outside of that, and Joe can tell you this is true. Joe, you want to tell these fine people? This guy's asking me an opinion on should he go to that diesel school. Tell this young man what I know about diesel, anything.
Well, Ken is not very well inclined mechanically.
You're very kind, Joe. Do you have an opinion on this? You're a gearhead. I mean, he needs to go talk to these. First of all, here's the deal, Blake. You're doing the right thing. That guy at Ford, that's a good dude. Because that is right. You need to go talk to at least 5 diesel mechanics, at least 5, and ask them their opinion. That's great advice. But I don't know. But if enough of those guys, because that's my advice. That's what I would have said. But if they say, you know what, you can get a diesel mechanic job without that 6-month training, because that's essentially certification. Joe, you got an opinion on that? You were going to say.
I was going to say that once you are certified as a technician, you can take those skills elsewhere, even if you decide right now you don't want to do it. You can do it later.
So it sounds like me, it's a good idea, but I would verify, Blake. I would verify.
Okay.
And those guys that are diesel mechanics, you know what? They know. They're going to give you an opinion. Just go, hey, I want to be you one day. Did you do it? If you didn't do it, how'd you get in? It's almost like you do a term paper, you know, from high school on how each of those five mechanics got there. I think you do that, that's going to be enough information for you, and you'll be able to make a very good decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, while you're at it, Blake, ask them about their day in, day out, what they love most about it, and square that up with your heart. Let's see how your heart responds to what they say. Does your heart go, eh? Does your heart go, ooh, that's the juice? Or does your heart go, ugh? Right? I gave you A, B, and C there. Folks, that's what everybody needs to do. It's good advice. All right, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen.